The latest report from the Federal Government's Climate Commission finds that climate change is worse in Sydney's western suburbs than anywhere else in New South Wales. The findings, released this morning, show that residents in Parramatta, which is 20 kilometres west of the Central Business District, but geographically in the centre of Sydney, experience four times as many hot days as those in the CBD. That's a big increase from the 1970s, and the Climate Commissioner, Will Steffen, says the findings are likely to hold true for the coastal capitals across the country. Adam Harvey has the details.
The new report from the Climate Commission zeroes in on Australia's biggest city, and says extreme weather is getting much more common. It means more days like March the 8th this year.
Northbound lanes on the Harbour Bridge had to be closed. At the airport, the tarmac was awash. Driving rain and poor visibility meant a Qantas plane had to be diverted to Williamstown.
Climate Commissioner Will Steffen says the number of days over 35 degrees has increased across the state, but particularly in Sydney's western suburbs.
When we look from 1970, which is when most of the temperature changes occurred globally and across Australia, we see about a 60% increase in the number of very hot days. And I believe that's days over 35 degrees Celsius. When you compare that to eastern Sydney, you don't see any trend in eastern Sydney, and that's because of the sea breezes that ventilate the city. Late in the afternoon on a summer day when it gets hot in eastern Sydney, the sea breezes come in and knock the temperature back down. They don't do that in the western suburbs. They generally don't penetrate into that part of the region.
The findings might surprise Sydney residents who've experienced several soggy, mild summers. Chris Bruckard installs air conditioners in Penrith at Sydney's Western Fringe.
Yeah, I don't really think things are getting warmer. Last summer we just had was the worst that I can remember. Even 5 years before that hasn't really increased. Been fairly steady, I think, for the last 5 years, like the summers we've had.
But Climate Commissioner Will Steffen says it's important to look at the trends. And in the decade from 2000 to 2010, the number of hot days soared. And there's no reason why the phenomenon is limited to Sydney.
In general, it would be the case. Well, it's interesting in Melbourne. Melbourne being set back a little bit from the coast itself, although it's on the bay there. They had an exceptionally intense heat wave in 2009 that led to quite a few, several hundred excess deaths. So there was a big impact of that. And they saw extreme high temperatures in the mid-40s for a couple of days there. So just because you're on the coast or near the coast doesn't mean you're completely exempt from extremely hot weather days. Brisbane also saw some very hot weather. I believe it was in 2004, in February 2004. Some of our other capital cities are indeed also at the risk of very high temperature events.
Professor Steffen says the heat waves that hit the suburbs have a big impact on people's lives, and it's important to do something now. It's why the Commission's report is called the Critical Decade.
Some of the things we can do would obviously be to change our infrastructure, to make them more well-ventilated themselves, to make them cooler, to put in more green infrastructure, trees and so on around, replacing hard structures like concrete and so on. We can also have better networks. We need networks of communication so that vulnerable people like the very young and the very old are warned when a heat wave is predicted so they can get medical attention faster.
And speaking of vulnerable people, Will Steffen says the Commission has moved headquarters after threats to staff.
Well, I think that newspaper headline you've got there in front of me called Climate of Fear could actually be turned around to describe what happens in some cases to climate scientists and our staff. But there have also been direct aggressive and threatening events, physically threatening events to some of my staff. But there were a couple of incidents there which my staff interpreted as being threatening, and I think they had very good reason to do so. I took a whole range of pieces of evidence, email, non-email, and so on, to our security people at ANU who are experts in the field, and asked their advice, and their advice taking a rather conservative position to ensure our safety, which is appropriate, that we move to much more secure quarters, which we have.
That's Climate Commissioner Will Steffen ending that report from Adam Harvey.